firefighters do. It is because the functions of these two jobs are different in the way that they complete their tasks and fulfill their goals. One of the primary functions of the police is detection and deterrence. Example: firefighters fight fires and engage in rescue operations. They do not drive around looking for fires and situations requiring rescues. These incidents are so few and far between that it would be a waste of resources. But the focus of the police, which is to fight crime, is much more widespread and frequent. Another difference between the police and fire service is in the area of how they respond to calls. The fire department receives a call of a fire or rescue and responds to the scene. Their response time is not as efficient as the police, since they are at the station and, late at night, are sleeping. In contrast, the police are mobile. They are awake, in a moving car, and because of geographic assignments, they are comparatively very close to the scene of the call. Their response times are generally impressive, which is essential for saving lives and catching violators. Besides being the first line of defense against crime and public safety, the patrol function makes up 60 to 70% of a police department's workforce, making it the most expensive and largest unit in any police department. Problems and controversies. Without a doubt, most of the controversy and problems in policing deals with patrol-related incidents. Rarely does a night go by when the police are not on the evening news, either being involved in a high-speed chase, a shooting, or some other controversial incident that stirs the ire of some people as cops out of control, and others as cops losing control over crime. Certainly, there are times when the other primary function of the police, investigation, is in the media spotlight. Often, drug interdiction units, NARCs, find themselves involved in shootings when a drug deal goes bad, or detectives attempting to serve a search warrant have to shoot it out with a suspect. But proportionally speaking, patrol officers are involved in the majority of incidents, good and bad, that draws public attention to law enforcement. There are basically three categories of incidents that create controversy and problems for law enforcement. All of these incidents have either life or death consequences or otherwise significantly alter the course of people's lives. And all of them result in emotional responses to two diametrically opposed segments of the population: those who believe the police are henchmen of an over-controlling government, and those who believe they are the handcuffed defenders of a defenseless society. Use of force. The use of force against citizens of this country is a unique characteristic of the law enforcement function. On a daily basis, police officers use physical force to detain individuals and arrest offenders. This use of force usually results in physical injury to the suspect and sometimes the officer. Critics of law enforcement are quick to second-guess the necessity of these tactics, and just as quick to criticize the amount of force that was used. It is difficult, if not impossible, for those not experienced in law enforcement to understand the concept of fighting with people as part of their job description, but it never stops them from assuming they know what it is like. Police shootings and pursuits. Every police officer who has been on the job for more than a few months has been involved in a violent confrontation, requiring him to use physical force in the performance of his duties. Most of these confrontations do not make the news. But when a police officer must resort to the highest level of force, deadly force, this always makes the papers. And these life and death decisions, made in a split second by an officer defending his life or the life of another, is scrutinized in great detail by the media, the public, the courts, and police administration. Detentions and arrests. In a typical workday, the average patrol officer will detain many individuals and arrest a few of them. This is a lot of people being legally detained and arrested. Among these thousands of individuals, there will certainly be a few who were detained without probable